The ACC-HA recommendations for perioperative medical therapy. Well, the class 1 indications are beta blockers required in the recent past to control symptoms of angina or patients with symptomatic arrhythmias or hypertension, or beta blockers in patients at high cardiac risk owing to the findings of ischemia on preoperative testing who are undergoing vascular surgery. The 2A recommendations are beta blockers, preoperative assessment identifies untreated hypertension, known coronary disease, or major risk factors for coronary disease. The 2B recommendations are alpha 2 agonists for the perioperative control of hypertension, or known coronary disease, or major risk factors for coronary disease. Now, class 3, this is what you shouldn't do. Beta blockers are contraindicated in this patient, or alpha 2 agonists are contraindicated. So, unless the drugs are specifically contraindicated, it's either a class 1, 2A, or 2B recommendation. Now, several things must be remembered about this indication. If you do not follow a class 1 recommendation, you are not following standard of care and may be entangled in a malpractice claim. So please, if you do anything, follow the level 1 indications. Beta blockers required in the recent past to control symptoms of angina or patients with symptomatic arrhythmias or hypertension. Unfortunately, in a recent epidemiologic analysis of patients undergoing CABG surgery, fully 40% of patients had their beta blockers discontinued and there was associated significant morbidity and mortality. Bad doctor. Do not discontinue perioperative beta blockers. Perioperative beta blockers should be administered to patients at high risk for cardiac problems owing to the finding of ischemia on preoperative testings who are undergoing vascular surgery. So what does this mean? Every patient with known coronary disease or vascular disease should be on a perioperative beta blocker, unless there's a specific contraindication such as asthma, allergy, or high-grade AV block. What about the people who have just risk factors? Well, it's a 2A recommendation, which means that you can't be sued for not doing it, but the weight of evidence or opinion is in favor of usefulness or efficacy, which means BBAC is for patients with both known coronary disease, known vascular disease, or for patients at risk. Well, what about clonidine? Well, when the ACC and AHA guidelines were published, the panel was unaware of the clonidine research. Wallace 2004 had not come out yet, but it had not been published. When these guidelines are reviewed, clonidine BBAC will be most likely added as a Class 1 or 2A recommendation.